Good morning and welcome to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make our community such a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Here's your host for East Tennessee Now.
Good morning and welcome to East Tennessee Now. I'm Michelle Silva. Prom season will be here before you know it. Teens all across the area searching for that perfect dress or tuxedo for their big night. Christina Killebrew from Second Chance Prom Ministry talks with Ashley Crawford about their 12th annual free formal attire and services. As we move further into the year, City of Knoxville getting busier and busier, and the Knoxville Habitat for Humanity is no exception. On Tuesday, they'll be hosting a watch party at Schultz Brow as the UT men's basketball team takes on Missouri. Megan and Travis of Knoxville's Habitat for Humanity open the show, sitting down with Darius Williams.
Good morning. My name is Darius Williams, and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. The UT Vols, basketball Vols, are having a fantastic season, much like the Knoxville Habitat of Humanity. So they're merging together and doing an event for the community and the volunteers and hosting a UT basketball watch party at Schultz Brow this Tuesday, actually. And I have Megan and Travis of Knoxville Habitat for Humanity in the studio with us today to talk more about it. How are y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us, man.
Perfect. Perfect. So talk about this event coming up. It's the UT basketball, men's basketball versus Missouri. Why did you choose this game in particular to host the party for?
So we wanted something for our first volunteer social of the year to be pretty accessible to when a lot of people would be available. So we wanted it kind of on a weeknight where it's pretty far removed from all your fun weekend plans that you planned ahead for. So, and we wanted it to be an away game because we didn't want to kind of distract from, not that we have the pull to really affect Tennessee's attendance numbers, but those are the criteria. That, and this is a really good game. If you guys remember the SEC tournament last year, that was a really intense game. So it should be fun for all of our volunteers and staff to get together, have a little camaraderie, have a something to drink, something to eat, and cheer on the Vols to have been a big win.
Gotcha, gotcha. I like how you're mixing the volunteers with the volunteers. Was that on purpose?
I think it's unavoidable in this town, right?
Everything ball related. I like that. I like that. So is there anything special about the event with the volunteers and the staff that makes this event so important for Habitat for Humanity?
We wanted to focus this event on being a prominent nonprofit in Knoxville. There's a lot of asks for time and for money and for like attention. And we wanted to just do something to give back a little bit to the people who have given us so much time, create a little bit more community around this volunteer base, and maybe people who have been Habitat curious and want to come out and learn a little bit more about the organization without committing to holding a hammer for 6 hours. this would be a great way to get them in the door.
So what roles are available for volunteers at the Knoxville Habitat for Humanity right now? What can they do if they want to get involved?
So if you just want a complete overview of all the events that are available, you can go to KnoxvilleHabitat.VolunteerHub.com. Mm-hmm. And that just has a listing of all the opportunities to volunteer available to you. Other than the obvious, we do our, everybody's familiar with a Habitat build. Everybody comes out, like I said, swings the hammer, gets a house built. It's really cool. But we also have a lot of other smaller opportunities, little lower commitment. Like we are taking volunteers at this clay shoot that we on March 22nd. Sign up online. And we have our Restore out in West Knoxville. If you're not familiar, it's a secondary market store. Mm-hmm. We sell donated and purchased items there. And they use 10 volunteers a day as like inventory catalogers and cashiers and things like that. So we are always constantly looking for volunteers in ways that maybe you wouldn't expect.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Are there an age limit on volunteers? Like how old does someone have to be to get involved?
So for the build site, they do have to be 18 or older. Obviously power tools, ladders, all of those types of things.
Right.
So 18 or older to be on a build site. I think we go down to 16, I believe, when it comes to some of our other opportunities, as long as it's not with a power tool or a ladder. it's pretty much free game.
Gotcha. So will there be any way people can sign up as volunteers at the watch party on Tuesday?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can definitely have some information there for them to either sign up. We'll hand out information, all that kind of stuff. But we do want to emphasize this is a community event. We're not pushing for anything. Mm-hmm. We just want the community to come together and enjoy themselves.
I see that it is free entry. How can people RSVP to be guests at your event on Tuesday?
Yeah, we have a Facebook event live on our Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
If you just want to go there and RSVP on your account, just so I know how many seats to reserve at our table, that would be great. Otherwise, if you decide last minute to come, I'm happy to shake your hand and watch the balls with you.
Well, what time does the event start? Should people get there early? What time do they need to be there?
Game starts at 7. I will be getting there around 6:30 just to get situated and order some food. So anytime after that is just be there by halftime.
Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., Shoals Borough, Knoxville Habitat for Humanity will be hosting a watch party to watch UT basketball, men's basketball versus Missouri. And hopefully we get a big orange W coming our way.
Yeah.
Thank you all for your time this morning, and I appreciate y'all for being here.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you once again to Megan and Travis of Knoxville's Habitat for Humanity for joining us this morning. Can't wait for the watch party on Tuesday. It's going to be a fantastic time. Coming up, we have Christina Killebrew calling in to talk to Ashley Crawford about the upcoming Second Chance Prom Ministry, all right here on East Tennessee Now.
Hi, and good morning. Thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. I am Ashley Crawford. Prom season's coming up, and Second Chance Prom Ministry is holding their 12th annual free formal attire and services event. Today we have with us Christina Killebrew of Second Chance Prom Ministry to tell us more about their event.
Yeah, we're really excited for this year's annual event. It's coming up on February 24th from 8 until noon at Rio Revolution Church in Maryville. This will be our 12th event. We started really focusing on females for dresses several years ago, and it's grown leaps and bounds since then. So now we have males that we can outfit for their prom, but it's really honestly more than just prom itself. So we've had military balls and special needs proms and eighth grade dances and homeschool dances. And as of last year, we've actually been able to expand with the help of Altered State and Bowed into the wedding industry. So 12 years later, we're really excited. So what will happen on February 24th is we provide free to the community, along with some of our amazing partners that I'll mention, hair services, makeup services, tuxes. We have over 3,000 dresses. We have male formal attire that's on site. We partner with Regal Tuxedo. If we don't have something for the males on site, then they take care of them with an appointment on site. We partner with Tennessee School of Beauty, so they'll be there on site at the event as well, scheduling hair and makeup for your special day. We also partner with Suntan City, so you'll get to make sure that you get your awesome glow if that's something you want for your special night. And so really, honestly, if you're a male, female, regardless of age, regardless of location, there's no questions asked. We are really just the glue, and it's a community loving on the community. So we provide all these services for free. No questions asked. We just ask you to register at riorevolution.com. Just click events for our special event that's coming up on February 24th.
Wow, that's really cool. Y'all do a lot for the community with all that. Are there any volunteer opportunities for people who want to get involved?
Absolutely. We have the opportunity for volunteers who come from all over. Once someone comes in and who is attending the event, they actually will get paired up with a personal shopper. So that's the really fun part, is getting to shop and help someone find that perfect outfit for their formal event. So that's one area. We obviously, right now, we take everything from our storage facility and set it up in our entire sanctuary to where it's a full boutique when you come in. So we need a lot of hands and feet to make that happen the day before on February 23rd, as well as taking everything down that afternoon. If you have any amount of time and you just have a heart to give back and just love on people, this is a great opportunity Friday or Saturday, the 23rd or 24th. All those volunteer opportunities are available at riorevolution.com and just click events. Also, if there's businesses or if there's something that you would like to promote from your brand, the first 100 people who come through the doors on the event on February 24th will get a goodie bag. So we're really excited about that. We've got some awesome stuff already that's included to help make your formal night even special, and just some special thank yous for us to love on you for coming to our event. So if there's something you'd like to include in those goodie bags, that's also an opportunity to get involved.
Is there an age limit on volunteers, or can anyone do it?
There are some certain areas that we can do minors under 18, but a lot of our volunteers are 18 plus. But all of our information is on RioRevolution.com. So if there is someone who is under 18 that wants to, that has the heart and wants to serve, then definitely reach out to us. We'll make sure that we find a place for you.
Fantastic. Is there any memorable stories or testimonies from people who have went through the Second Chance Prom Ministry?
There's every year a different story. I'll share with you a quick one that has actually happened within the past month. As I mentioned, we've expanded into the wedding dress industry as well. So we have over 200 brand new dresses that we've gotten from Vowed and Altered State just last year. So we were able to help some brides last year. We've done some vow renewals. But there was a volunteer actually that was helping us, sort through our inventory and make sure that it's always the best of the best, just a few weeks ago. And she reached out to me and had some questions and said, "Hey, I know that you have some wedding dresses. I'm actually getting married in a few weeks. And I just found out last Friday that my husband, my fiance, has cancer. And we are kind of questioning, because wedding dresses can be expensive, we were kind of questioning if I was even going to be able to go shopping this weekend. Do you think that's something that I could borrow?" And so I was leaping for joy. I was super excited, because that is just one part of the community that we want to serve. Everybody's story looks different. We don't ask the need. Sometimes it's a financial need. Sometimes it's a medical need. And sometimes people just need a little help just finding that exact outfit or service to help them look beautiful and feel handsome on their wedding or formal a night event. So that's just one recently that I've seen the pictures from her wedding, and it is just amazing to see how some a dress and some services can really change your entire wedding day or formal event.
Great. That is such a fantastic story, and I'm so glad that y'all were able to help her. Is there any special surprises in store this year?
Well, sometimes there's people who come, if you have more than one formal event and they've come and visited us before. We have been blessed even recently from Bella Boutique in town with brand new dresses. So I think you'll be surprised at a lot of our inventory. As I mentioned, we have over 3,000 just dresses, and a lot of them are brand new or gently loved. So it is a very fun day. We have a lot of families that come and support the people who are getting their formal attire. We'll have special needs. There's a special needs prom that's coming up in the community in April, and so we'll have a special needs area where they'll get served separately and get loved on. And so as far as surprises, every time that you turn around a corner, you see just joy, and it's just amazing. So to see people get matched up, and we'll have a photo booth set up as after everybody gets what they need for their special formal event so they can go show it off and have that as a memory to take with them. So we're really, really excited, but we cannot do it without our partners, Regal Tuxedo, Suntan City, Tennessee School of Beauty, and it's just amazing because it really, everything's been given as a donation, and so it's really exciting to see people who have these dresses and give them a second chance and another dance if they're just sitting in their, closet. So it's really exciting to kind of see how the community has come together, and so this is just the event we have every year, and it's beautiful all the way around.
I can't wait to see how this event goes. It sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, we're really excited. Thank you for having us on today and just helping us share this information with the community. So if you or anyone that you know has any kind of formal event, no questions asked, it doesn't matter where your location is, make sure that you register so we can make sure we're prepared for you. And that's RioRevolution.com, and just click events.
Thank you for your time today, Christina. And if you're interested, check out Second Chance Prom Ministry this Saturday, February 24th. I'm Ashley Crawford, and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now.
A big thank you to Christina for joining us today. And if you're interested in checking out their selection, make sure you head to Rio Revolutionary Church in Maryville Saturday, February 24th. We also want to say thank you to Megan and Travis of Knoxville Habitat for Humanity for dropping in as well. Don't miss out on that night of cheering on the Vols with them this Tuesday at Schultz Brow. And take some time to learn more about the awesome programs and volunteer opportunities Knoxville Habitat for Humanity has this year. And thank you for listening today. East Tennessee Now is an MWC Knoxville production.
This is Michelle Silva, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, whether you're getting ready for church, going out to do a little shopping, or just taking this day to yourself.
Remember, East Tennessee Now is available on demand as a podcast from iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make Knoxville and East Tennessee such a great place to live. If you have a suggestion for the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27100, Knoxville, Tennessee 37927, or call the studios at 865-525-6000. That's 865-525-6000. East Tennessee Now is a presentation of Midwest Communications Company.